That is for sure. After all, Wicked, that great tearjerker about two women working things out even as Oz approaches, has been a crowd pleaser for nearly 14 years on Broadway and has been seen by more than 2 million fans around the world. At PPAC, the production is absolutely first rate. The six-person orchestra is vibrant and hot. The setting by the masterful Providence-based designer Eugene Lee excites audiences all night long. His great wild animals mix with deadly gray mechanical fixtures that look to times past and perhaps speak to the future, too. The lighting by New York veteran Kenneth Posner continually brings about change. It's bright-eyed and staggering one moment, and illuminates fear and shame another. The Tony-winning costumes of Susan Hilferty are a divine show all by themselves. What about the cast, you say? Well, from head to toe, they are comparable to what you'll see in New York. Jessica Vosk, whose career has gone from Wall Street to Broadway, is a magnificent Elphaba, conveying almost inhuman meanness at times and literally shaken to tears others. When she sings arias such as I'm Not That Girl and No Good Deed, she shakes the theater with realness, drive, and need all at once. Vosk's performance is matched by Amanda Jane Cooper's lighter-than-air, boldly silly but clearly strong-maneuvering Glinda, that sweet little thing who's always working to get what she wants. Whether she's singing Popular, a song all about how swell she is, or is ripping into No One Mourns the Wicked, she's someone you always want to watch and hear. When the two of these stars get into the duet for good, well, the audience goes wild, as it should. Secondary actors are real pros in this production. In the big cast, it's impossible to mention them all, but longtime New York vet Stuart Sognnet is wonderful as the wizard. He's the very image of a theater professional. And the ensemble, dozens of them, are just fine all night long. So what's not to like? Well, some things. There's an old Broadway belief which says that if a musical is going to be sassed, it's the book writer who will get it. And that's true with Wicked, written by Winnie Holtzman. For all the show's good points, it's filled with obvious, lame jokes. Take the line that mentions someone has a mother and adds, as so many do. Or another where innuendo is followed with in the window. Let's just say that the plot is overdone and overlong throughout. But hey, the work overall is quite fine in this production with artistic quality and mechanical bravado. So if you are a Wicked lover, this one is worth seeing again. Oz lives on at PPAC. Very well indeed.